Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. The Old Testament reading for today presents the call of Isaiah by means of a vision to be God's prophet. In this vision, he sees the Lord in all his glory. Above him are seraphim, in reverence covering their faces and feet, each with a pair of wings and flying with the third pair of wings, calling to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah realizes that, as a sinner in the presence of the Holy Lord, he must die. But one of the seraphim touches his lips with a burning coal from the altar of sacrifice, taking away his guilt and stoning for his sin. Only after this, God speaks to Isaiah, asking him, "Whom shall I send?" Isaiah readily responds, "Here am I, send me." We hear a hymn setting by Martin Luther, "Isaiah, Mighty Seer in Days of Old," which is based very directly on this text from Isaiah.
A reading from the sixth chapter of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here am I. Send me."
Seraphim.
the epistle reading for today, we hear St. Paul cautioning the Christians in Corinth regarding what they understand to be manifestations of the Holy Spirit. He indicates that whatever practices are accepted in the church are to be used to build up the church. Here he considers speaking and interpreting in tongues. The early Jewish Christians would have used Hebrew as an outgrowth of their Old Testament religious life. Aramaic was a common language for the area, and with the political influence from Rome and Greece, Latin and Greek would also be common, depending on time and place. Paul is using prayer, praise, and thanksgiving as examples where a commonly understood language should be used in order to build up the church. In the hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory, we pray, from the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Let the gift of your salvation be our glory evermore.
A reading from the 14th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. Since you are eager for manifestations of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray for the power to interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with your spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say Amen to your thanksgiving when he does not know what you are saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature.
To the evils we deplore.
In the gospel reading, Jesus begins by speaking to the crowd that had gathered to hear him teach the word of God. To better address them, he got into Simon Peter's boat and had him move it out a little from shore. When he finished teaching, he told Peter and James and John to go out and put down their nets. They caught enough fish to fill both of their boats. We reflect on Peter's response, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord," with the hymn, "Jesus sinners doth receive." And they left their boats and followed Jesus.
A reading from the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service, which takes place at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages are offered immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. Our generational ministry continues on Wednesday from 5:30 until 7, with this week's emphasis being for all adults with the viewing and discussion of an episode of The Chosen. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, please know that God is always there for you.